Hello and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thank you so much, Mark, and thank you for checking out this podcast at HoustonTexans.com. I'm Drew Doherty. Recently, we caught up with tight end James Casey and found out how things are going in the offseason as well as at home. He's, of course, the father of a newborn baby.
You've seen some rookies kind of pass through. It's kind of fun to reminisce, I imagine, and look back and remember a short while ago, you were one of those rookies, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It feels a lot different this time of year compared to last year going into training camp. I'm a lot more confident. And, you know, Garrett's here as a tight end now, so I talk to him a lot because he's going through the exact same thing I was last year. And I know it's your rookie year is your hardest year, but I'm so excited for training camp to start. It's coming up very, very quickly and kind of getting my last-minute preparations and trying to get all the stuff in the house situated so when training camp starts, I don't have anything else to worry about, just straight football for that month. Just try to make the football team again.
Yeah, that's an interesting situation, talking about the house, and we'll touch on that in a moment. But back to Garrett Graham, what sort of stuff are you telling the rookie, and what sort of stuff you think he's learning, picking up?
We're talking, on a daily basis, because we're in here working out, and we're in here running. We're all here, the whole team's here together still. We're still working out this last week. Tomorrow is our last day of workouts, and then everybody's kind of free to go about wherever they go. But, me and Garrett have become pretty good friends, and he's a great guy, and I kind of, just talking to him about, all the stuff that's going on with me. You got to sign your contract, and you got to get that stuff situated. I know he's probably worried about getting all that stuff done, so just telling him about my situation. And I just try to kind of tell him, what it was like when I did it, last year, and all the stuff I went through. So, I'm sure he's going through the exact same thing, so maybe it's more comfortable if he hears it from me or from somebody that's been through it. Basically just, get ready for training camps. It's a lot different once training camp starts. It's a lot different than OTAs and minicamp, and that's when guys are fighting for jobs and they're fighting for the family to make the team. So you got to be ready to go, and I know he's going to be. So, we're all excited as a tight end group to get started, and, there's quite a bit of us, so this should be a fun competition.
Hey, conditioning-wise, how much have you matured in the span of a year, year and a half's time?
Oh, I'm miles ahead of what I was last year. I work hard all the time, but, I feel like I was in good shape last year, but this year, I spent a ton of time in the off season, training and just, making sure I was in good conditioning, strength levels, all that stuff. And that's what a lot of people don't realize, when you watch somebody on the field, because, the old saying, fatigue will make cowards of us all. And if you're not in great shape, you can't produce like you want to, and you can't play as fast as you want to. And I'm so much in better shape now, and I'm healthy, for the most part. You always can have little nicks there, but I feel good. I'm a lot healthier than I was at any time last year, even beginning of training camp. So, I think it's helped me the most is just being in good shape, because you can play harder, you can play longer, and you can be relentless, and you can go through the whistle every single play. But when you start getting a little tired, that's when your game starts to suffer a little bit. And I'm in a lot better shape now, and I think that's really going to help me when training camp starts. And, you get into the wear and tear after about a week, and your body starts breaking down. But the better shape you are, the better you're prepared you're going to be.
It's a busy life being an NFL player. You especially so, because off the field, we talked about it in the spring. We followed you to one of your statistics classes over at Rice University. Yeah. You're finishing up your degree. But also, you've got a newborn son. Tell us a little bit about fatherhood and how it's all going.
Yeah, it's going fantastic. He's 7 weeks old now. He's getting big. He's got everybody, sees a picture of him. He's got so much hair. He might be, Guinness World Record for most hair for a 7-week-old. He's got so much hair, but he's doing great. He's like around 12 pounds. Being a football player and being, into sports, you're worried about how much he weighs and how tall he is and all that stuff, because you want him to be a big kid. I want him to be bigger than I am, of course. So, but he's like in, I guess, like the 80 percentile as far as his weight right now.
But is that because of his hair?
It might be, yeah. His hair probably does weigh quite a bit, but he's doing great. He's starting to focus a little more on me when I walk by. He can see me and track me a little bit, and he's starting to pick his head up. When you put him on your chest, he'll lift his head up and look around. So it's just great to have him there at the house every time I come home and just see, he's so young now. So every single day he's advancing and doing different stuff every day that I come home. And it's a lot of fun. And in training camp, it's going to be a lot of fun, but it's also going to be a lot of work, because we're here almost all day long. And by when I go home, I'm going to want to see him and then go straight to sleep, study the plays. But it's going to, I'm going to be staying at my apartment this training camp. Since the rookies have to stay in the hotel, it's gonna be a lot. It's gonna be a lot better for me this year, getting to stay in my apartment and be with the kid. And he's doing great though, and hopefully I get to bring him out to one of these training camp practices. I think the night practice he's gonna come out to, because it'll be a little cooler and he'll be able to tolerate that a little better.
Good stuff. Well, sounds like you're busy. We appreciate your time, and can't wait to see you out at training camp.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm excited. Ready to go.